Oh, I tried a thing. Hello.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Bible Study Girl podcast. Sorry it took so long for someone to say something. I think my brother was trying to cue me to say hello, but it doesn't work. It just doesn't work over Zoom. So anyway, I am Sarita, and you may know me as Bible Study Girl if you've ever been over to BibleStudyGirl.com. And the first rushed hello you heard was from the executive producer of this podcast, Bible Study Brother.
Yo, it's I, Bible Study Brother, but I'm also known as Icarus Gray over at Gray Anime, and this is the most wonderful podcast of your day. My album Gray Matter is out now. I want to give a shout out to BSGSO for promoting said album. It was a randomly unexpected thing. Like, familial support like is always there, but like outside of like when you ask somebody to do something, it's always it's a little bit of a tearjerker when people just be like, support, like, oh my gosh, where is this coming from?
I wonder if you cried but you didn't send me any sappy messages or anything.
I just moved on. I just I saw it and then I was like, nope. I nope you a lot. That's where I nope you, because you definitely hit me with a lot of, you know, like you hanging up on me, as the fans learned last time.
Because you rude. So that was your nope to me, huh?
Yep, that was my nope.
All right, so guys, if you have not checked out Gray Matter, now's a great time. Get the album. It's streaming on all whatever he calls them. I'm not tech savvy.
So. On all DSPs, disc okay. serving providers.
Okay. So for the people that are not tech savvy like me, what specific locations? Like, I don't.
So for the people who are not savvy like you, that would mean your Spotify's, your Apple Music's, your Pandora's, YouTube Music, if that's okay. another thing that you have. I'm even on Deezer, I think, is one of the things. But there are so many places that, like, if you listen to music on wherever you listen to music to, that I am on it. That I could probably tell you better if I had something pulled up to do that. I need to fade this music. Oh,
I mean, you do need to fade to the background. So you don't have to pull it up. I was just curious because I didn't know. I don't know what DSP means. You say it all the time, but I was just curious. So anyway, hey, y'all. I am coming off a whirlwind review of Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren. That complete 42-day series is now available on the Bible Study Girl.
42-day series, guys. It was supposed to be 40.
Right. It's a 42-day series. Rick tricked me and you because throughout the book, he talks about the number 40 and 40 days, but it's really 42 days. So it was a very good journey for me. And at the same time, I'm thankful that today is just like a regular day for me. So I'm thankful for that. I would love for you to head over to the Bible Study Girl YouTube page, review the videos. If you feel led to start doing the Purpose Driven Life book review and just do the book for yourself, maybe you'll find something helpful in my personal daily reviews, and maybe not. But it was a good experience for me. Like I said, I'm thankful though we've crossed over that bridge and we're moving on to a new one. And I'm going to make this announcement ahead of time. Keep your eyes and ears peeled. Bible Study Brother popped BSG Book Club on me while I was doing my Purpose Driven Life review. I had no intention of doing a book club, but then the Lord led me. And I had thought about this before, but the Lord really led me to, okay, he wants the book club, let's book club. I have been thinking about the book Boundaries that our therapist recommended to us, for us to read as a family.
Yeah.
And we never completed it. And so
we tried twice.
Right. Bible Study Brother was behind the scenes in the background saying to me, what book are you going to review next? And I said, listen, I'm listening to the Lord. And if he don't give me a book, there will be no more book club review.
Which at this point, I don't understand why you don't just be like, okay, Lord, since he's saying this, what are you trying to tell me next?
Well, you know, the way that I the way that I filter things is I need confirmation. You can't just walk up to me and say, sister, you should wear the red shoes. Like, I have to get it from another source.
I understand.
I'm not, because then am I following God or am I following different people? So the book Boundaries kept coming up. And I was like, hey, brother, book club review. We need to walk through the Boundaries book together. So I'm interested to see how it impacts our ability to function as a family, as brother and sister. Because we are, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, he is Bible study brother because he is my brother. We are family. hey.
Like actual, not when Black people say family, like we are like actual brother and sister.
Yeah, we grew up in the house together. Like we are brother and sister.
Brother and sister to even further emphasize, because I know some of y'all good. Well, we grew up in the house together and okay, I get it. But no. I
mean. Okay. And also, I feel like he lessens my potentials for a mate when we're out in public because we don't look like brother and sister. You know, he's always walking around with his wedding ring on. And his wife looks like his sister. So I think
chill out. Yo, come on.
I think people naturally just assume we're a couple.
Basically,
but no.
My wife is of the same hue as I am.
And she have but y'all look alike.
Similar features.
So some. Whenever you get done, it's not just because y'all are the same color. Man, anyway.
It is what it is. You know.
I can already see what my nieces and nephews look like.
Jesus.
Okay. So anyway, back to the focus of today's episode. Been on a tangent today, but I just want to keep you guys informed because some people don't listen to the end and I want you to know at the beginning. And also, since people don't really listen to the end, I am going to make my peel and my I'm going to make my plea is what I was trying to say. I switched those letters around. I don't know why. It's been a long day. Your girl's tired. So I'm going to make my plea. If you would like to come on to the Bible Study Girl podcast and talk to us about your faith walk, we love to have you. I enjoy talking to people about different experiences that they've had with their faith. Not always. It doesn't have to be anything negative, you know, nothing salacious. But I really do just like to have open dialogue with people about their faith and what faith looks like for them. And this is definitely a platform for you guys to do that. We always want to hear your story. And I also want to put in my plug that if you have a blog, a faith story you want to share on the BibleStudyGirl.com website, you can share that. You can submit that through email, through our direct messaging on the Bible Study Girl page on Facebook, Instagram. If you're a person that wants to share a story, but you want to share it anonymously, you also have that option as well. So you don't necessarily have to have your name published on the website. So I'm just leaving those options out there, guys. Okay. So today is actually blog recap. If you are new around here and you do not know what a blog recap is, I'll explain it to you. We take one blog that was published from BibleStudyGirl.com and we discuss it. We talk about... Well, first, I allow Bible Study Brother to go first. I try my hardest. I allow him to go first and explain what he thought when he read the blog. Then I come in and I let you know how time that I wrote the blog at the time the blog was published. And I give you an update on how I feel current day. Sometimes it's different. Sometimes it's the same. But I can guarantee you that each time we've done this, I think we both come out better. It's given us something meaty to chew on or think about or apply in our daily lives. So we are always excited and grateful and thankful that you guys are willing to rock with us, ride with us, and listen to us and go on this journey. So brother, give you this little caveat. So today's blog is Broken Crayons. It was published in November of 2019. If you want to read this blog for yourself, head over to BibleStudyGirl.com. Type in the words broken crayons in the search engine at the top, and it will take you directly to the blog that Bible Study Brother is now free to discuss. Take it away, brother.
So we talk about this a lot in the middle of just the faith walk. And we talk about basically being broken, you know, being imperfect and being embraced by grace in that sense. And like, no matter where you are in your walk of life, if you are walking with Jesus, if you're walking in communion with God, then your brokenness has a purpose. Your form has a purpose. A lot of that always leads to the fact that we will always forever need God. And there is a freedom in that. There is a freedom in the fact that you're walking with him and that you are growing with him and that you are trying to be what he would call, what he's called you to be. So in Broken Crayon, the general premise is my sister was hanging out with one of our friends, our little people. And they were
as in a child.
As in a child. she dumps out some markers because it's time to get coloring. He thinks, okay, I'm gonna do the same thing that you're doing, but with these crayons that you have here. And some fall off the table, a lot of them end up broken. And because kid mind, like, oh, when I break stuff, you know, you tell me, hey, go throw that away. He goes to throw things away. And we're like, no, you can still use these things to color. So that is pretty much the blog post in its entirety. But where she takes it is talking about how you can still be used even when you're broken. And I think about this all the time in terms of my faith, in terms of where I am currently and where I've been and like our life. And I've been more introspective the older I get, because that's life, you know, life and experience. You kind of want to like learn and understand. I also know that in my spiritual giftings of knowledge, wisdom, and discernment, that I'm continuously in a state of, what more can I learn about this? What does this say about my relationship with God? And how then can I use it? And how does it shape the world I'm living in? Like, what am I now aware of in terms of my discernment that I now need to add? And so when I think about brokenness, when I think about the things that remind us continuously that God is our ally, that God loves us, that God wants to work with us, because otherwise, in more situations, we would end up building the Tower of Babel for our own desires. And the Tower of Babel is a story in the Bible where people got together and they had just basically created the brick in terms of the building prowess that is the brick. And God was not mad at this. It was great. It is good, said so in the word. And what happens is they get so much into themselves in a certain way that they say, we're going to build this tower all the way up to heaven and beyond. And a lot of you would probably read that and say, well, what's wrong with that? You know, what's wrong with exploration? It must mean this. It must mean that. The point of being in connection and concert with God is to walk with him continuously, not to get so full of yourself that you forget who created you. And so this is one of the few times in the Bible, even then, where there was no curse. Literally, God just dispersed everyone and created the different languages and things and impressed it upon us to work together, to understand people. It would take you a lot to really understand a different language, because there are so many times where people will be like, well, it doesn't really translate here. We don't have a word for that. Like, this word means this, so on and so forth. The overarching long-winded version of what I'm getting to about this brokenness is we're all able to be used where we are. Your coloring, the way you color life, the way you color the word, the way you color the spirit for people does not depend on you being some perfect crayon. It depends on how you specifically, need to color. This is not a gender specific thing. There are things that only you can do. We've recently gone through a sermon where the world will have you believing that any sort of particular roles, whether it's male or female, are limiting. At the end of the day, even if you build a way that men could not only give sperm, but then somehow gestate the baby and do all of this stuff asexually, right? There would still not be a better vessel for that than women in terms of the nurturing aspect and things of that nature. And those aspects should be celebrated. So, again, say all that to say, your personal way of coloring is so vital and important, because not only is your color the only color of this that we can get, it illuminates the entire picture. It allows somebody else to understand how their gifts play into the kingdom, how that person's gift then lays onto another person's gift, and we are able to work in concert as the body of Christ. The different colors and everything all play a role. Hence why I brought up the Tower of Babel and all of us being broken and so on and so forth, is because the kaleidoscope, or even the mural, excuse me, of what we're trying to do is so important to the overall growth of the church, the overall growth of those around us, is to remember every color has a purpose, and it doesn't have to be this fake sense of perfect or whatever it is you think a crayon has to come to the table with. You just have to be able to color and do the purpose that he asked you to do. So that's what I got.
Brother, that is beautiful. And I was able to sit here and listen. I think something.
Oh, wow. That is a first. I just now noticed that. Look at that.
I was able to allow you to completely give your thought, and it came together beautifully. I think we would have missed something if I personally hadn't just sat here and been quiet.
Yeah.
See, I'll be listening to God. And I think, honestly, everything you said, I am going to get to my stuff, but I want to, you know, talk about what you just said. But I think everything you just said, to me, reinforces what I learned in purpose-driven life, or what was reinforced in purpose-driven life. And it's not something I was even thinking at the time that I wrote the blog, but all of our colors matter, and our specific colors, we're the only one with that color. He talks about in purpose-driven life, our uniqueness, and God made us unique for a reason. And what we provide is very much needed to complete the mural, like you said, a beautiful canvas. And, you know, my bestie gave a beautiful example while we were going through, and she was talking about how we make mistakes and we mess up and we feel like it's the end of the road. And she actually, because she had done a paint by number picture, and she was like, you know, you get outside the lines, you think, oh, you know, this picture is not going to turn out right. But when you step back from the picture, it's beautiful, and nobody else can see the mistakes. They just see the finished work. They just see the masterpiece. So I think the Broken Crayon blog is very timely. You know, at the time that I wrote the blog, I was still struggling in a lot of different ways with being a divorced woman, right? I wasn't freshly divorced, but being divorced is something that has always like haunted me and like gnawed at me. At that time, we all make mistakes, and I know that, but it's something that would not let me go. It's something I wrestle with. But God can use even that, even being a divorced woman. It's not the end of the world. Girl, get over yourself. Like, that is still something I think at the time that I wrote the blog, I did have more release and more freedom from that, right? Yeah. Because I felt like I'd done all I could do to make my marriage work, and I'd done more than I needed to do to try to correct my mistake. Okay.
you immediately bring to my attention the Samaritan woman. You know, like, you think about what she did after her conversation with Jesus, which is another illustration of, you know, talking to everyone and talking to the broken and talking to these different types of people. Is immediately after, do you understand the testimony that she leaves with? Which is always interesting to me when we talk about the good, you know, as a thing of the good Samaritan or whatever the case may be. And it's just like, okay, but that's not what happened at the inception of this. Like, y'all didn't even really fool with talking to them. You know, it's kind of a whole thing, right? But yeah, so you just think about her and what she was coming with in terms of being divorced, in terms of being widowed as many times as she was, in terms of being out there, so to speak, is what people would say about her. And the questions that Jesus is asking her about her purpose and, well, why, you know, like, it, there's no condemning, there's questions. There's questions, and then there's an explanation that is still not judgment. It is, well, what does this do? You know what I'm saying? What's being affected? And so I think that, you know, when I think about you, when I think about this situation, I know how difficult that was. And I've told you before, I said our biggest flaw and or weakness a lot of the time from seeing the things that we've seen around us is it's not a whole lot of quit in us. Now, we not finna deal with certain situations on the onset, but something failing in our mind for a very long time, it would have been failing because you didn't work, because you didn't say this.
Right.
Because you
and
didn't
so I
say
had
that.
To overcome that. I would say, of course, that is not the only flaw I have. I have many. I fall quite often. I got bruised. I'm bruised up. spiritually. Got some broken bones and all of that that have been healed. But just to realize that the broken parts of me don't exclude me from God's grace. That's why he died. He died because he knew I wasn't going to get it right. And I need his grace. And even with the broken parts of me, the parts of me that I don't personally feel are good enough. The fact of the matter is, it's never good enough. We can't work for his mercy. We can't work for his grace. We can't work for salvation. He gave it freely. It's a free gift. And so that writing the blog was another way for me to release that part of me. I think I was in a much better place, but I can say now, 4 years later, I'm in a much, much better place. And this blog really, honestly, see, that's why I told you earlier when I was talking about when you were asking me what's the next book, I need confirmation. And the fact that we're doing this blog today is confirmation of the whole 42-day journey I just finished, that God needs my unique voice in my unique way, in this unique space, at this specific time. And even when I feel like it's not needed or necessary, or I can't zoom out and see the big picture, he needs my color on his page. Like, he created my color specifically. Even if it is broken, he's not throwing me away. He wants to use me, and I have to be willing to be used and not continue to throw myself away. And I don't think that's a message that's special to me. I think it's a message that's special to the body of Christ, and it's the message that continues to need to be reinforced. We're not perfect. We're not going to get it right. But he wants to use us even in our brokenness. So I'm grateful for the blog recap today. I really didn't know how today's session was going to go. Because are you trying to fake freeze? I'm grateful.
You have to listen to the last episode to get.
Yeah, you have to listen to the last episode. He plays all day. But yeah, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the platform. I'm grateful for I'm grateful for the experience, and I'm grateful that God continues to talk to me, even with my broken self, child.
You know, I was thinking about that the other day, and I think about.
Let me say this. You were able to not blink for a long time. Kudos.
Oh, yeah. It was.
Were your eyes burning?
No, it's more so the. Well, because technically I have a glare, so I know you can kind of see my eyes, but you can't really see my eyes because the glare
but can, I can give you a. But you did a good job, but it's not.
I almost
not
made it. It's the breathing. Like, I was like, my neck. An Adam's apple is Adam's appling. But what I thought about is like, so every time we read these blog posts and we ain't even got to like, by the time we get to 2021 and there was no blogs really in that year, I don't know where we gonna be. That God is gonna be like, I know that God is gonna do something so supremely miraculous. Cause I was missing Tamika the other day. I didn't call nobody. I didn't say nothing to nobody. I didn't want to bother nobody. Like, I in my mind, I was feeling like, I mean, well, what I'm gonna say to, like, I can't say I miss you. Your sister probably miss you every day. Your brother probably miss you. You know, your brothers, you know, well, I can't say that to Sarita. You know, and I just felt this broken grief kind of place. You know, I was real low. Because it's just like stuff happens all the time. And I'm like, man, that's weird. Oh, that's weird. Like, how I'm supposed to, you know. And that's what it was. It was us talking about me trying to take a picture of somebody and my flash going off.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember doing that. But like,
he was trying to take the picture on the low, but my cousin brought it up again. Yeah. Like, I remember laughing.
So hard story. And what I immediately thought about wasn't even that, because I couldn't remember what it was that I had done, but all I remember was there was a time, 2019, where it's like, bro, you know, Black Panther came out. We were going to like Apple. We were doing a whole bunch of cousin stuff. Like, yeah. You know, we was going to Applebee's dollar drinks. Like, Sarita don't even drink. She's just there for the food. So we just here to drink.
Yeah, I was there for the food.
Dollar drinks that is as watered down as they could possibly be, that we'd only get like one or two of, because, I mean, they was real slow because they knew they just wanted you in there. Anyway, but I was just thinking about all of these different things and like how broken and hurt I am sometimes still from 2021.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I feel the impact all the time, you know, even with our conversations about other stuff going on and feeling like it's just a ticking time bomb. For that, it's like, I don't want to go back to just waiting for the, you know, the bombs to blow up. You know, I told myself I was going to be way more intentional about finding the color in things. So, like, I call our mom. I'm, like, asking her, well, what were the good things about your marriage? You know, because I need that color. I need to understand that testimony instead of running away from it like there was nothing good about it.
That's good.
You know, and that's the access of things that we have with this. You know, that's the coloring that we're doing is kind of like, it's the those pictures that are like pictures inside of pictures. They like, hey, I made this picture out of this, and they can keep like zooming in and it's this mm-hmm. picture and stuff. I mean, and that's where we are. That's what this podcast does for our walk, is it illuminates and shows the coloring of things. And we're looking at this part. We're looking at that part.
This your pulpit. You preaching today.
It's just in my spirit. Like I said, as soon as you said that last part, it made me think like, okay, well, this is where I say that I was having the roughest day I was having a long time.
But that's the good, you know? The good thing is that we can talk about that openly and honestly. I mean, you could have said that to me. I would have been, you know, receptive to it, but I get it.
But it feels real weird to say it to you. Of all the people, it feels the weirdest to say it to you.
I understand though. Because we all reach places where we need that bit of color, that bit of pop to get us yeah. back in a good space. One thing for certain, grief, okay, so I was talking to my therapist. I know y'all like, do you go see your therapist every week? No, I don't. I probably should, but I don't. I probably see him about once a month. But he says such great things that make me think, and I think on them the whole month. So he was talking about...
I got one more tidbit of information for y'all. Okay. Just so y'all know. So this episode might be a little longer, but not a lot longer. Go ahead.
Okay, so he was talking to me about... I don't even remember what specific situation I was talking about. He was like, yeah, you know, you definitely like to hold on to things. You have a hard time letting go. And that could be a bad thing and could also be a good thing. And I think that's why grief has been so difficult for me, because I'm having a hard time letting go of my love. Not that you stop loving people, but because I hold on to things so tightly, it impacts my life in a different way than it would somebody who's able to let things go. And that can be with grudges too. Yeah, but anyway.
We got real deal familial abandonment issues. And it's like, I don't get it. The craziest part about it that is crazy is like, you went to glory. It ain't like you just left.
Right.
You know, it was like, forget you. I'm not going to call you no more. It's like, but like to have this connection in this way of being like, you left me with this? You left me with January 6th? That's what you left me with? You know, is insane. But okay, I'm gonna share this thing with y'all. So I was thinking about this the other day, and this is something that I implore us to do as Christians in terms of asking God more questions about different things and kind of understanding how we justify and all this other stuff. So I'm a huge advocate for connecting with more than just quote unquote political church, in the sense of how Republicans or other politicians use Christians and their stances and try and use verses. I'm with you should go talk to somebody who is actually walking versus the people who are pandering.
Right.
Now, I get it. That's a difficult thing because of the people that pander. They pander to someone, and those people are very loud. I get it. But what I asked is because we got to talking about these different situations, and this is kind of what God illuminated for me. So we were talking about the abortion laws and like, there was a situation, I think, like with a 10-year-old girl or something. And like, I think some people had like brought this up or something. And either way, it doesn't really matter because it's just about the general construct of the conversation. And so we do that thing where we're sitting there and we're having a conversation and people are kind of like, well, you know, I don't really know. You know, I think that this is wrong and blah, blah, blah. This is wrong or whatever. And the thing that people bring up in that instance is a lot of time, well, if it's God's will, she was meant to be pregnant and all this other stuff, right? And what I sat there and what God dropped in my heart at that moment was, well, is this the same mindset that we have when encountering tumors? Like, it, at the core of it, is it, well, this was God's will?
Right.
You know, and it's like, we remove a lot of different things without, you know, feeling like there's something wrong with that. And so often it's very easy to get so into thinking that a specific instance will then be the majority instance. And are we asking God, are we walking with God hand in hand in terms of that discernment? To bring it even more full circle, like I said earlier, God did not despise us creating the brick. It was the things that we were doing with it. Like, and a lot of times, are you talking about people who, like, are, you know, popping Plan Bs like Skittles or going to abortion clinics every other week because they just want to be out here? But are you talking to the people whose trauma you can't remove? You know, are you picketing and posting or picketing and protesting outside of abortion clinics, just yelling at people? Or are you just sitting across from them with some diapers and, you know, adoption booklet handouts or whatever, and you just sitting over there? You ain't forcing nobody to come over to you. You're just inviting the fact that, like, when they leave, it's like, well, what's this? Well, hey, if you end up deciding to have this baby, I don't know, whatever your decision is going to be, we got this, 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 and this for you to help you out. It's hard. parenting is hard across the board. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter if it's one person, two people, like a grandparent raising kids, you know, it's all hard, but how are we working in concert together? So what he impressed upon me through the totality of that, and I have been doing a lot of long-winded stuff, but it's just what God was putting on my heart. Were you about to say that's just me?
No, I was going to say long story less long.
Long story less long. Start talking with God and asking him questions, because it's such a weird thing to think about. Like I said, his will be done, but then it's like there's so many different moments where no one, quote unquote, allows that to happen. You just go and, well, this doctor is going to tell me and that doctor is going to tell me. And I would rather just talk with him. Like, what are you trying to show me here? Because I know that you're not mad at advancement because you want to use those things for the glorification of your kingdom.
Correct. So. Okay, I got nothing else. You done ran how long, huh? Real long, because you looking at the clock, not me.
not too bad. I told him it was going to be a little over, long, and it wasn't. I kept my word.
So, I think for me, the meat of the blog and the meat of this podcast is God can use you, flaws and all, broken and all. He wants your color. He created you specifically to color on his world in a positive way. And he wants to use you. So, yeah. And that's a message for me, too, personally, because I get it wrong so often. But he wants to use me. And I'm grateful that he gives me the opportunity to be used, even though I'm broken.
Remember, guys, you know, I almost just went straight to the tag. If you want to see blog posts from the Bible Study Girl, go to BibleStudyGirl.com. I'm trying to change my whole spiel, even though I'm going to just listen to what God told me to do. You can find blog posts every day at BibleStudyGirl.com. If you want to hit us up on the socials, on Twitter, it is BibleStudyGirl, the number 2. On Instagram, it is _BibleStudyGirl. We have a Facebook page that will alert you to new podcasts, blog posts, videos, and any other things that we're out here doing. Those things will continue to grow as we grow and expand. Eventually, you know, when we can grow to that point, there'll be, you know, a Patreon and all this other stuff, because doing the Lord's work, we do need help. And the people that help are the people that we're walking with, because we want to help more people, not because we just want offices and homes and all this other stuff. I know God is providing that, like, on any level. It's just for the embetterment. Anyway, also, if you want to come on the show, you want to tell us testimonies, you want us to pray for you, message us on Facebook or on BibleStudyGirl2019@gmail.com. And we will respond to you ASAP. Surely, I will continue to say, I have access to the Bible Study Girl Instagram. Do with that what you will. But understand, do with that what you will.
This man is a fool.
And it's not my foolishness that preaches. It's not the computer, the monitor that preaches, but we preach.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching. Yeah.